Channel 1 over. It's Channel 1 over. And beginning the visit with Ward and Phyllis and Herman Levy and Rick is Monday afternoon, 3rd of July, 72. Channel 1 over. And beginning the visit with Phyllis and Ward and Herman Levy and Rick is Monday afternoon, the 3rd of July, 72. Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over. And beginning of the visit with Ward and Phyllis, Herman Levy, and Rick, this Monday afternoon, the 3rd of July, 72. Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over. And beginning of the visit with Ward and Phyllis and Herman Levy and Rick, this Monday afternoon, the 3rd of July, 72.
In the Jacksonville area now, the closest one's way down from Orlando over towards Daytona, moving southward. No thunder storms noted now up in
Florida. Oh, it is, too.
Tomorrow, another hot day with those southwesterly winds.
Not so bad in here. You ought to be in town. Well, we got him, and he had a long trip.
You mean he's here?
Yeah, he's going to fill up in the hall.
Huh?
Yeah, he'll be in a minute. Got yourself a little TV for.
Yes.
How about that?
If I had no again, that's what I'd use.
Oh, not buy any big one.
It does.
The attitude that this material is truly a resource. Freight rate.
It does just a good job. If you want to see it, just set it close to it.
That'd do me, because I don't watch that, 2 hours a week, so. I do kind of like to see the news, though.
Yeah. Well, you can put this on. I always put this on, in case I want to.
Money, therefore, is the only incentive that is recognized. It is.
Does that give it a bigger speaker?
Yeah, and then you can set it down.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I didn't know if you were back yet or not. I'll come in and see.
Yeah.
How have you been?
Fine, how are you doing? Haven't seen you in a long time.
No, it's been, almost a year, I think.
Where have you been?
Down in Miami.
Down in Miami?
Yeah, I went down there and worked for a year.
Oh.
I've been back up here for a while.
Yeah. You going to school this summer?
In a way. I'm working out here some.
Yeah.
I'm up in town for a while too there.
Yeah.
So.
You got a job in town?
Not right now. Mm-hmm. I may a little later on.
Mm-hmm.
I saved up my money for the year so I could have some time.
Yeah. Money is time, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes it works out like that. I wish it didn't. Do you all come up to see the Philly? That's yours, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought maybe Faye'd be here. I brought her a picture of the sire that I showed guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, I put on the bus and came back by your house.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Where is she going?
She's going over. Stay with her children a little bit.
Over the beach? That's a holiday, huh? Well, you're batching. Why didn't you tell me that this morning?
Well?
Two of you batching together, huh? Is that it?
I just didn't. I hadn't gone hungry then. Phyllis, that's a cute little dog you've got at the pound.
Yeah, that's one of the pound animals. I have a child that just brings home 1 pound animal after another. And I got chickens in the back of the car from the pound. I got a cat. I got two cats at home from the pound. I got a dog from the pound.
Did you bring the chickens?
Yes, I brought the chickens.
I will go down and see Miss Bessie. and Miss Daisy. Miss Daisy.
They're probably roosters. I don't know what they are. I can't tell. I know that little. She probably can.
Yeah. You know, I got this beautiful German Shepherd, this police dog, at the pound, over at your house, over to the place where you don't go now, Laurie said. And old Sue was there. I went in one day, and I was going to see if I could pick up a dog for Coleman over here.
Mm-hmm.
at the Miganoba Junction. And there was Sue, hollered at me. Yes, she said she had a dog. And what it was is one she had raised herself. And she had sold it to somebody there, and that place was too small for it.
Yeah, which often happens with a shepherd.
So she was just trying to find a home for it.
I tell you, you need 2 acres. We got 2 acres in town for that shepherd, and you need that.
Yeah.
That dog is all over and down that creek besides.
You know, they use those in Miami a lot as watchdogs.
Mm-hmm.
And now, an acre plot is almost unheard of down
there. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Our lot is 150 by 75. And almost all of them are fenced in, and they keep German shepherds on those.
Yeah. I saw them, the only first time I ever saw them in a very, used in a very restricted place was on the streets of Paris, and they'd have like a little doorway that would be maybe this deep,
mm-hmm.
and the dog would sit right there, and then they had to open the door to go up into the different apartments and so on, and that dog would sit right there, and passersby could just walk inches away, but they did say that if you stepped over into these doorways, you know, that you were in trouble. I don't know, we never did, but... I was amazed that those dogs would sit like that all day long. You know,
they would just sit there?
Watch those doorways. Mm-hmm. We saw them. And that's the first time I realized that they could, you know, be put in such a small place.
Yeah. I've seen them riding around the back of the police car.
I suppose they walked
stuff.
Them a certain time in the morning and afternoon.
Yeah.
I don't know. But they were there for hours during the day.
Well, this dog was going over the fence.
Yeah. Sure.
And that's the trouble.
That caused trouble?
The people had to let it go.
Oh, I see what you mean. But did you bring it out here for a while?
I brought it. I didn't keep it. Gave it to Coleman, you see.
Uh-huh.
He didn't have a dog then.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the oddest thing. Of course, he's got all that country up there. Nobody lives close to him. In between the time we were talking and the time I took that dog over there, a dog come up, a chow, just like he had, except a young dog. And as beautiful a dog as I ever saw, just came up, and he didn't need this dog, but he saw this dog, and the dog was so beautiful, he said he'd love to try it. And you know what, the dog, just follows him around.
Now, which is this shepherd? The shepherd
follows?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure. There you go. We, our other one went on the postman's route every day. He'd go. This was up in Illinois. He'd go. He'd be gone 2.5 hours, and I could expect him back to the minute.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Going that postman's route from our house on and then back home. And he's gone to bed 2.5 hours and then back home. And he really loved that. They love that kind of assignment. Where they check regular spots, you know.
Is that right? Your daughter was out here.
Well, isn't that something?
She got here and you're as quick as I did.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Because, you know, we had that horse in that backyard and she didn't do anything past the last 2 months. Not one thing.
Yeah.
Now, why do you reckon she'd come out here?
I know. Some little boy was driving. She was
with
him.
Yeah, Johnny.
Mm-hmm. And, I thought they'd come in, but they didn't. So
well, I said, did you introduce Johnny? Well, no, I forgot that. Well, I said, now, next time around, you know, remember that. I like Johnny.
Well,
nice
they don't
boy.
Have to be introduced. The boys could talk. We just talking about odds and ends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was just making the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have anything to say, you know. She
well,
didn't have anything to say to me.
Yeah. She, I don't know what I'm going to do with her. Woodbury's think I ought to put her in reform school. That's what they think so. That's what they do. They had
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, y'all don't want to kill time in here.
I'm going to go out and see the horse. And
hey there!
Hi.
Come in.
How you doing?
Just fine. You're all coming here. It is hot.
How are you doing?
It's miserable. It's here.
It's hot outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hot outside.
It's hot and miserable. You had a nice trip?
Yeah, very nice.
Didn't
it was
find
cool
it.
Where I was.
You didn't find that Indian out
I
there.
Found him when I got home.
I was hanging around the city.
I left Tonto with the store.
Yeah.
I was holding cigars.
You know Rick Reynolds?
Well, I don't think so.
I met
Levy.
You, I think, once
Herman
before.
Levy?
Yeah, in your office there.
Oh,
I
did you?
Come in to hash around about a time.
Oh, man, alive. You could have stayed out there.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was cold.
Yes. I saw the weather map.
Sunday night, it was in the low 60s. We had a fire in the fireplace. Sunday night, and we even played cards around the fireplace.
Think of that.
Yeah. Cold breeze blowing across the lake. It's colder where we were than the temperature. So it's pretty hot for those horses. They're all sweaty today, but she looks pretty good.
Yeah. Play poker?
No, we played some games with the kids, the brother's kids.
Well, all your family's out there.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It's a family world, not a masculine world. Out west, they all play poker, Herman.
Right, so true.
Yeah.
Not the Indians. They play some kind of game with sticks and bones. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them. Those
gambling games, so like all
the Blackfeet. You know, they all get around at a roundup or anything. All these Indians squat on the ground and play this game, and apparently they know what they're doing, but I never could figure it out.
The Italians have a game that deals a similar thing, and for their fingers. You just do your
one hand.
And each do one hand, and what you try and do is predict the number, the total number. And it's a way of gambling without having any equipment. In other words, you have five fingers and if you hold, you hold up the five, so can the other guy, and you, what you do is you call a number.
Yeah.
And whoever gets the total number right wins. It's big gambling.
Up in that part of the world, it gets sun up at. The sun starts getting light about 3:30 in the morning.
That high up?
I went out and lay on a pier for a little while and got sunburned. I wasn't out there an hour, I bet.
Oh, way up north. That's right. I have forgotten that.
That's right.
That is true.
It gets dark real late at night and gets light real early in the morning in the summer.
Yeah,
and then it stays dark all year.
Yeah, and the winter time they don't see the sun at all.
That's right. Don't
sure, it's pretty country around Spokane.
Yeah.
I got a student now. I was a student before, as a matter of fact, girl. And she was telling me, I didn't know it, she's from up there. And she said it just rained all the time. And all she ever saw
Seattle.
Was water.
Seattle, not Spokane.
Well,
she's on
the western
other side of the mountain.
She's on the western side of the mountains, yeah. And she said it's like, she was reading Ken Kesey's novel, Sometimes a Great Notion. And she said it's just, the whole world's underwater all year long. It just rains all the time. Just dreary. You don't see any sun at all. And you get great growth. You know,
yeah.
That's where they do the logging, you get the great trees and all, but the whole world's underwater all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess she was near Seattle.
You get over on that other side of the state.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess the farthest north I ever was in the summertime was in Hanover. That's way on up, though, isn't it? Hanover?
What's your name?
Is that Nova Scotia?
No, it's in Germany.
Oh, that's
as far up as you can go, about in Germany. Not quite as far, but way on up there. It's on the North Sea.
Yes, there in the land of the midnight sun.
And it was, you could take a walk, promenade, you know, to see it.
12:30 night, you mean?
10 o'clock, as I remember. I forget, really.
Edinburgh's like that, 11 o'clock at night, still light.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, you never figure that into those old Scotch places, do you?
Mm-mm.
I met a Scotsman a couple of years ago just in passing on the highway, and he was just moving to Atlanta and from Edinburgh. We were on our way to Atlanta at the time. He was coming to Florida for a few days, but we said something about Scotland and the music festival there in Edinburgh, and we said that comes in the summer. Then he said some years we don't have summer at all. There's no such thing as summer. And he was absolutely serious. He said that the warmest it'll get all year round will be 40 degrees.
Yeah. Let me tell you. Now this is getting back to my weakness. But You know, the world is so full of fine information, and you get so little of it. And the finest reporting I ever had from anybody was this 20-year-old girl, Barbara. And she reported on Stratford and those horses and the people she worked with. She's the only person I've ever seen from anywhere on any trip that's, of course, I twisted her tail. I mean, she'd sit on there, we'd work horses and do everything during the day, and after supper, you see, we'd sort of push back, and if she touched on something interesting, I'd pick it up. And if she picked it up, I'd turn on the tape recorder, you see. And that's how it come. And she, Dad and I used to work together, so she felt kind of much at home, yeah, and I could push her around. So, but I'm telling you, it was just something. She saw more than I would have seen if I'd been there. I wouldn't have seen anything like she did. 20 years old.
Yeah, working it was a real loss to the world, I think.
7 days a week. And she talked about people she worked with. They're all interesting. Girls, the old man who was always in grade, and and turned it over to them pretty much, but he was a famous man. I was influenced by a 20-year-old. Just influenced clear out of my orbit, you see.
I've been influenced by lots of them. Like it very much.
Yeah.
The older I get, the more I enjoy it.
Yes.
I think it's a very serious thing. I think that young women have been lost to our society for years. For this very reason. That nobody believes there's anything there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not true. There's a great deal there. Ability and brilliance sometimes. Everything else.
Yeah. You gotta create a world in which they can talk, so.
That's right. That's what I mean, where the loss is. No one has allowed that.
Yeah.
And they, for the most part, they can't talk to one another, and men either.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's just a dreadful loss.
That's right.
I taught for years, thinking that every girl in my classroom just came to get married.
Yeah.
Which is a real mistake. Not that it isn't true of some, but it's certainly a real mistake.
Yeah.
I always feel like if they get past about 21 or 22 without getting married, they got a chance. So when they hit about 20 and they don't have a little ballast on that ring finger, they get upset.
Oh, it must be upsetting.
Well, I think it's getting less so.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Well, you see, Ward, if I went out there where you went, I wouldn't do anything worth telling. And she did. Now, that's the difference, isn't it? Everything she did was like what Mark Twain, you see, worth telling.
I don't care. I think we've got Twain's talent. Don't matter whether you do anything or not, it's worth telling. A lot of times, I don't think he ever did anything. He just decided he'd tell something, and it was worth it.
Yeah.
But you don't find people like him every day, men or women.
Your filly, she is really something. I just never saw anything like that little
Isn't
horse.
Isn't she beautiful?
Oh, yeah. And she'll always come up to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
She'll quit, won't she? She'll quit whatever she's doing and come up and speak to
she's
you.
She's a lady.
Yeah, she'll do that at home, too. And when you go to feed her, she'll follow you out after you feed her and call you down the gate and then go back and eat.
Yeah, it's a nice hole.
Yeah, she's sweetheart.
Now, I'll tell you, I left her back there for a day or two with Noopy. Noopy is quiet, and they took up with each other. And if they come up here, there'll be a lot more excitement, you see. Now, Phyllis brought some, she promoted some old rusty woven wire put up out there so that she can't run into it, and it's hot too. She don't need to run now.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad out there today. They're just walking around and they're all sweat. All of a sudden.
Yes.
You haven't been working in this weather, have you?
Working? I've been going through the motions all.
That's better than actual.
Yeah. Well, I got my tractor fixed.
Did you?
I just set it down there. Don't you remember up there when it was cracking and popping? And, it was about to fall apart. And, the whole back end. And then even the pull bar wouldn't stay in, you know. And, I don't know. Hell, they kept it down there 2 weeks, but mostly because of transportation. They couldn't get the parts. The transportation people couldn't get it straight.
I had some trouble with transportation people, too. They went on strike on me while I was out there.
Yeah.
I scheduled to come back last night and get in until 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, well, you weren't caught anywhere.
No, I didn't have to stay there, but I had to stay overnight in Chicago because I couldn't get out of Spokane. I was supposed to go at 9 in the morning, and I couldn't get out until 1 in the afternoon. I had to switch flights.
Yeah.
Because Northwest went on strike.
Yeah.
I just buzzed out there. I went from Chicago to Spokane in an hour. With the time change, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
3 hours, but I left at 7:40 and got there at 8:40, something like that.
2 hour flight?
No, it was a 3 hour flight. The two times.
Oh, two hour flight. Yeah, even that's disorienting.
It's hard on those jets to get up in time to get down again.
Uh-huh.
We took off from Gainesville and had to stop in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
All we could do to get off the ground and,
yeah, right.
And
yeah.
Stop in time.
Yeah, they deal in a kind of ballistic curve.
They don't ever let you undo your seatbelt, do they?
No, not between your jacket, I don't think. Even the new Fords are like that. You got to ride in a new Ford, and they, if you don't hook your seatbelt, it buzzes one of those buttons.
Yeah.
It'll hit at you.
Just do your seatbelt. I thought, you know, that ought to be up to me.
Yeah, that's a little obnoxious. I don't want to call it talk back to me. I never like cereal. I don't snap, crackle, and pop either. I get up in the morning, I don't want to hear any of that shit. That's why I quit eating breakfast.
Where's Faye? Is she off in town?
Yeah.
How come all your cars are out here? Did she come a ride?
Huh?
All your cars are out there.
No, I took her into the bus this morning. And she went over to the beach. Spent a few days with the children.
Uh-huh. There may be a nice breeze over there. Otherwise, it's going to be pretty hot.
Yeah.
It ought to be a breeze. It'll be a law that doesn't breathe.
It'll be something. Yeah.
Otherwise, the mosquitoes will carry you away.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, that's what it was.
You almost stepped on a snake in your grass out there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, a big black fella.
Oh, really?
Not that small.
Well, I've got a big mower, too.
You need to mow your grass, don't you?
No, I was going to make some hay.
Oh, you got another mower.
Yes, but it's big, and it's been so hot, I didn't even have the energy to put it on the mower.
You
want to
cut this one right here?
Sure.
Maybe this weekend.
Someday when Herman's not busy.
I'd have to come and watch you do that.
Maybe this weekend. Now, you have to let it sit for how long? You have to cut it.
Just a little short time, half a day.
So we ought to come out and cut and bale this weekend.
Yeah.
Zach don't like that because he's bet everybody a dime I'd taken fishing before the week was over.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
He's trying to manipulate you a little bit.
Yeah.
But we might be able to do that.
Well, you can't lay it like that in a few weeks fishing.
That's certainly the way he looks at it.
Yeah.
That boy's going to grow up all right.
You look at that mower, it sits up. It's got a blade. It's standard. I never had one like that.
Rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle compass then?
7 foot. 7 foot blade.
You made about 2 passes, you'd be through out there.
I think about 5.5 or 6 is the most I ever had. That's a big difference, you see. A lot more strain on it. So, now this other little Ford tractor, I can't get the carburetor to work, and...
You just put a new one of those on, didn't you?
Yes. I'm going to get old Red Smith or somebody to take that down there and fix it.
How's our clover coming?
That with all that rain, the Bermuda took it.
It's either feast or famine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Eat the Bermuda.
But Patterson Burnett, now he's the free spirit out here. He's the one that parked the school bus in the middle of the road. He has promised to
move the school bus.
Cut that Bermuda up.
Would the clover be able to choke that back off if it comes up?
If it got started, it would shade it.
So what has to be done? And you have to start over again?
Yeah.
He's gonna be by what, Wednesday or Thursday, I think he said.
Yeah.
He come by. He had some plowing he was going to do, and depends on how many jobs he got lined up. He says he's going to be plowing for some sisters, and when he finished one, the other probably step out the door and ask, come on over. So he didn't know.
Well, what's he going to do, plow that whole 5 acres up?
Yes.
And then we start harrowing.
No, he's going to harrow. He called it plowing.
Oh.
But he soups up his tractor. He drove it in town the other day, an hour. Said he wasn't in a hurry.
Got a good back.
He never took a car out of the garage in his life, he said. And he sets his spark plugs, you know, the spark thing there. And he uses a dime. Some people use that little thing, 1,000 of an inch or 3,000 of an inch, but he uses a dime. He wants to jump. And he says that jumping, that spark jumping, is what gives some life to your motor. And he got an old ramshackle thing. Mine, twice as good as his is, and he can just outdo me, just coming and going. He's got speed, it'll pull, and there I sit, looks like I'm in second gear or something. And he got a wore-out Hera. I got a brand new one. Sharp, not a piece of rust on it, not a dent, you see, on it. I can't cut it. Well, now, that's what happens, you see. I always thought Burnett was a little on the wild side, a dull side, or something. He don't drink, he don't smoke, he smokes that old pipe. He doesn't cuss.
Hardly worth knowing.
He's a free spirit. When he gets started, Faye went down there to get him the other day. And she asked the boy, where's your daddy? He says, you see that dust?
That's it.
Patterson's going down to 441, you see. See, some people are so heavy. He'd park that old school bus on the middle of the road. And anybody else could have made me furious, you see. But I thought, well, I'll be damned if I'm going to say a thing about it. He's the only man here that's got any spirit. Parking sideways in the road. As far as I'm concerned. I don't know that Charlie James is on the way, though. I'm dead wrong.
Does that meeting go off at 7, do you know? 7:30?
Yeah.
7? 7:30?
We got a town council over to make an overnight.
Well, I gotta go back home. I haven't eaten my supper. I just get in there long enough to change my shoes before I come out to see my horse.
Hey.
Guy, you want me to hang a bucket of feed for Nubian?
Nubian don't eat, you know. She's on rations, on a diet.
Looks like she eats.
Yeah. Looks like that's all she does. They give her a bucket.
Yeah, I'll go out with you.
Yeah. Now that big mower is right there to your right as you go down there. It's under the, you know, down there.
Just scratch your initials on as you go by.
In the corral.
Okay. Okay, look at it.
That's the one you said you need to be welded.
This one? No. No, this is a side mower.
Okay.
Like have
a hot one. I believe you're right. It is hot.
Sit down and get a little air.
Well, we're going to go out and I think we're going to go take those chickens down there. Yeah. Which one?
Aren't you warm with all those clothes?
This is cooler. This cotton than most things that I wear. Nylon and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that nylon is just smothered.
Terrible. Bessie's on, is she on the left? Is she
down?
No. She's on the right. The goose.
Oh, she'll be glad.
She will. Keep her company. Talk to them. I used to preach to the chickens a lot.
Yeah.
When I was growing up. Put them to sleep. Put their heads under the wings of the dumb, you know. Dark, they fall right over.
Sit down and you get a little air before you go. You don't have to.
I got some air.
The old man will feed the horse now. He wants to do that anyway.
He is.
Oh,
yeah, you just stand there and it's cooked.
I wondered why the horses were so enervated, and I see why. If I were living out in that pasture in this weather, 97 yesterday in Orlando, they said in the front page of the paper.
Yeah.
All these, and wouldn't you hate to be a tourist? Wouldn't that be the worst thing? To be a tourist?
Oh, yeah.
97 degrees. Tourist.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't hot when I came up from Miami. It wasn't hot like that at all.
It wasn't hot here.
But it's just been in a week.
Yeah.
Well, less than that.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it had been hot up here.
No. This is 2 or 3 days just since
just
you got...
Just 2 or 3 days ago it started. That hurricane kept us cool off.
Oh, yeah.
We had to dig ditches out behind our house. You can see, guy, where I dug all those ditches. I had to get those dug. The water was right up to our back door from that hurricane rain.
Really? We haven't had one in 6 years, and all the trees are all full, and we've got an avocado tree in the backyard. It's just way up there.
Yeah.
Nobody's cutting back anything. We let it go, see. Huh. And I figure it's about time we get one to just kind of clean everything out again.
Yeah.
Tear the tops right out.
We used to make all kinds of money then, because we'd sharpen up our saws after the hurricane and go around all the neighbors and cut the trees up for them.
We saw this camper down at Juniper, and he had a little trailer that opened up. He built himself on 2 wheels, you know, and could pull a pine car, carry all of his equipment. And he was the neatest camper I've ever seen, and he had all of his firewood. He'd gone out and he sawed it to the exact same length, and it was just shocking.
Yeah.
I never saw a camper like that before. Usually it just take a pile of wood, you know, and pile it up. And he'd brought an electric saw, and he had it so deep. Gee.
He was tiny.
He was the tidiest guy in the world.
So maybe a little system of camping. I don't think he could ever do anything.
He was busy working when I saw him.
Yeah, he'd probably do that all the time.
Because his campsite was so neat, you know.
Yeah, I know. They come down here and they don't even like Spanish mosses trees down here. Pappy Kyler, he kept me going down here for several years.
That's right, you know. And Eva said, I can't stand that dead stuff hanging in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
think
they
know it.
Want a light ticket and fix it up. I'm going to have to get on the phone and make that meeting because I don't know what time to start.
Well, you haven't eaten anything.
I had two lunches today.
You can get something out of the refrigerator. I just got a little that salad.
Oh, I can get something later.
Okay.
You're going to that town meeting over Meganopia. They had cross purposes. That's what happens, you see, in these little places that's gone to seed. When someone tries to do something, it's just like you have a march, you see, to protest the administration, and you run into the police. That's the way it does.
Well, what are they trying to do over this march?
No telling. But the...
Is this the county seat, Meganopia, thing? Where you all sit?
Gainesville County seat.
Well, Meganopia is in Alaska, that's right. Well, I mean, would you consider yourself part of Meganopia here?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm in Evanston.
Evanston,
Evanston.
He's just going over there without interest. You seeing a meeting?
Well, you see, we have interest in the countryside.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Just going to that region to see how they handle it.
Well, I would know simplify. We've had some fine reporting over there.
Yeah, well, I am felt that.
Oh, yes. Well, the start of it was Wade Swicord. He's one of my old buddies. He was in one of my first Emerson classes. He done everything. He drove a truck for several years. And he somehow picked up, photography and all. But anyhow, he's been over there. And you see, in the photography, he's associated with the architects and developers. So he sees what's going on in the world.
Did he have a portfolio of pictures for sale at that art gallery, this guy?
I don't know.
Of the countryside?
I don't know. He's, what he's done, I don't know, I can't speak for him. What he's done for a living is architectural photography, pictures of new buildings, you see, for the architects. And they had a bunch of new, younger people move in there, and they elected one or two councilmen, but that, I don't know that mattered too much, and they wanted to get a zoning plan to protect them, and it costs, but what they wanted was to be authorized to inquire, you see. And by that time, this was the second meeting, they had got all tied up in a road somebody was putting through on their own property at the city's expense. And I was over there. I never have been, you know, very close to people in Meganopia. It's a little too seedy for me. It's gone to seed. I tried a long time, but I never got anywhere. I pulled up there. We just went over to mail a letter. I pulled up to, I saw Buster there, and I wanted just to pass time day with him, but I haven't been in touch with Buster. So I made like I was going into Mr. Weaver's store. Of course, it's closed now. Mr. Weaver's not able to keep it open. And I walked up there and I said, well, I'll be damned, things are closed. About that time, Buster was closing his door. And he says, yes, everything's closing around here.
He's a mechanic there next door.
And he was hurrying. He says he was overdue to go to town. He offered a man a ride to town to get some parts for his motorcycle, and he hadn't showed up, and he just had to run. So he sat down in his car there and was going to his pocket to find his key, and he says, well, it's going to be the last one. Says, was it something you wanted? Well, I said something about this old wreck of a car. I had a couple of wrecks I'd like to sort of get rid of out of here. And I knew, you see, that the council was making him move the old wrecks he'd had there for 10 years. And it irked him. For one thing, he keeps up the fire department. See, they got two fire trucks, and he's the one that keeps them up.
So this got him started, right?
And he didn't have time to talk, so I walked on over, and here come a truck up, and I couldn't tell who it was. And I walked back over, and I said, Buster, I swear you just know everybody. Well, he says, you knew him, too. You'd watch his face, says old Jake Leitner. Well, I said, God almighty, Buster, I haven't seen Jake in 5 years, but a man oughtn't have to wash his face before Saturday. And this colored woman came up. Oh, she was in a hurry. And she came up there and stood on one foot like she's ready to go back that way, and her eyes were popping, and she says, the house is burning up. And Buster just sat in the car, he says, old truck won't start. She didn't know what to think of that, and she says, the house is burning up. He says, go tell the mayor. She started back that way, and he says, he's around this way. And she looked at him like she didn't know. She says, right around the corner where them poodle dogs are. He cranked up and sort of coasted down where Faye was and says, you better watch that fella.
What about you?
Faye said that woman came by and she couldn't contain herself. She was racing down there to Mr. Thrasher's store. Well, I never knew. I didn't find out where the house was or if there was a house on fire. But I saw Wade a few days after that. He said, yeah. His ashes burned down. He says, the Gainesville fire truck come out. Just in time to sort of splash the houses on the other side of it.
He wouldn't do anything for him.
He don't have to. He stood up in meeting and said them trucks was more than he could handle, and they'd have to get somebody else to do it. And he was in his rights. They were just being nasty and having him move stuff on his own property and wouldn't even let him put up a fence to conceal them.
We should have been able to do that. That's what other people do.
Well, but that's what happens, you see, in these little places where you don't have some big shots to push people around. You see, starts out for one thing and winds up another. I was over there at one of the town councils and it exploded in several directions. I got more acquainted with the people over there that night than I had been, ever been.
Sure. Sure.
Going to
Well, when did Rick get here? Just this week?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Came at a nice time for you, didn't he?
He sure came in the right thing, a good time. Yeah. It's
very You're not tough. Teaching this one?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get moving, huh? That beer about put me to sleep. I'm not used to drinking beer that much. I had one the other night and fell off that thing. Well, let's go, y'all.
Oh, Bessie will really be glad to see you.
Good. Guy, now don't do any work for her. That if she gets a bucket a day, that ought to be plenty, you know, feed, because there's all that grazing. I don't really think she needs anything.
Yeah, yeah.
They say they don't if they got good grazing.
Yeah.
So if you don't feel like doing anything, don't do it.
I'll put them out about here where your new wire is.
Yeah.
It's been nice seeing you.
Nice seeing you.
You've been keeping up with the Commonwealth, Tom?
No, what's the latest?
I don't know exactly. I read something about it in the paper.
I read a thing.
I don't know if it was this last week. Maybe it was yesterday. I'm not sure. A little earlier. But I don't think it was anything new. Just that I don't know whether it was exactly to do with the case. Or I know what it was. He spoke before a committee in Washington. What it was. Something like that. And he said that he could speak candidly because he'd already lost his job. He didn't have to worry about that. Did you hear about Ken McGill? Fired Ken McGill this week. The union is going to defend him. O'Connell fired him personally. He got the approval of the department and the college and the personnel board. And O'Connell fired him personally. And the reasons he gave for firing him were that McGill had, he had one complaint. It was a class of apparently of 150. And one student had written a complaint.
I'm coming over here.
Well, to the Yale for me. Apparently, this one student complained that the course didn't fit the course description. But he's really very uninformed, I'm told, about that. He's really, you know. And that one Sunday after the class started, it was this young fellow, Bruce Alker, who was with the newspaper. And he was in there for one day and he dropped the course and wrote a letter to the president. And apparently, McGill didn't do any of the things he implied he was going to do. I mean, that Alper thought he was going to do. And O'Connell reported, and then some guy from the administration called McGill one Sunday and said, you know, the president's had this complaint. Do you want to answer it? And he said, certainly not. So Sunday afternoon, he said, if he wants to make a formal charge, let him do it, and then I'll answer it. He said, but I'm not going to answer a student complaint on a Sunday afternoon. What'd you call me up for? So nothing more was heard of that. And then the next thing was, supposedly, Bob Mounts was here in town for a meeting, and the Yale Club met, and McGill's also a Yale graduate, and he went to the meeting and said bullshit during the meeting, and that's why Mr. O'Connell wants to fire him. Somehow inappropriate.
Uh-huh.
And that's apparently sent a 22-page letter to McGill, or to whoever it was, to Vertwart, or Walbert, or some dean, or something, and to McGill, giving his reasons for firing the man. But that's all I know about it.
I tell you, it's going to the right very fast.
Yeah, seems so. Seems so. The whole country seems to me to be, with the exception of this McGovern thing in the party. And even that, you know, the thing they did to him in California is scary.
Yeah.
After he won California, they took those 125 delegates back or something.
Yeah.
That's very tricky business, I think. On the other hand, there's a little bit of encouragement, seems to me, in the way they treated Daley.
Yeah.
You know, they ousted Daley, whoever it was, the seating committee or whatever it is, said that the Daley delegation wasn't acceptable.
Yeah.
I don't know what will come of that, but that was, you know, that's interesting anyway to see that kind of
thing. Well, now, you get to talk to Ward a little bit. And you see what's going on. I never see him.
I haven't seen Ward till today. I've been with him an hour now. I haven't seen him in over a week.
Well, now, at the first faculty meeting, staff meeting, after this new man came, it was brought up in there
Miss Brown you're talking about?
On one of the committees in the English.
Green.
In English. that... it's just a matter of time before there's not any more English literature. It'll be something else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I more or less wanted to see what came of that.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be interesting.
Absolutely nothing came of it. They just started rehiring the old medieval people and the old 16th century people, just like they always did, except paying them a little more.
Mm-hmm.
That's their response.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd think. You'd think. With the way things are, Herman, you'd think there would be some way of getting to people's minds without going through the 16th century.
I don't think that's the issue, though, do you? Have you read any of this man, Ivan Illich? Run into him?
No.
At all? I know, I always do this to my friends, but people always got enough to read without hearing other things, but he's got a book called Deschooling Society, which is very interesting.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's on paperback now.
Turn them out to pasture. You got it?
Yeah.
Well,
would you like to read it?
Let me tell you, I don't have as much visibility as I used to.
I know.
But I could listen to you talk about it sometime.
Well, I'd like to do that. I'll come up and see you. Are you going to be here most of the summer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll come up when I get my car's in the shop, for one thing, and I'm going to have to get another one. I heard you talking about your tractor. I've been having some of that myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my car's a mess. And I'm going to have to get rid of it. I'm going to get out of the shop, but even then I know it's not any good anymore. I'm going to have to trade it in or something.
Yeah.
But I'll finish reading the thing and I'll come tell you about it. I mean, I know the man. I talked to him before, and I like his ideas.
You know, your mind starts working when you cross swords. You know, if it's not hostile. And I'm not hostile towards anybody. You know, I'm not beating the drum or anything.
Yeah.
And that sort of makes your mind work.
I think so. Well,
I'll that would be nice.
Well, good. I'll come do it. Nice seeing you. Say hello to Miss Myra for me.
John went over around 800, and the end of the visit with Ward and Phyllis and Herman leaving Rick this Monday afternoon, 3rd of July, 72. John went over around 7:50, and the end of the visit with Ward and Phyllis and Herman leaving Rick this Monday afternoon, the 3rd of July, 72. John went over around 7:50, and the end of the visit with Ward and Phyllis and Herman leaving Rick this Monday afternoon, the 3rd of July, 72.